This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the October-November issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in history and biography, including a review of the audiobook The Vietnam War, An Intimate History by Jeffrey C. Ward and Ken Burns, with an introduction by Lynn Novick. It's an Earphones winner, read by Ken Burns. We'll follow that with reviews in science fiction, fantasy, and audio theater, including a review of Amatka by Karen Tidbeck, an Earphones winner, read by Kirsten Potter, and The Mist by Stephen King, read by Will Patton. Let's get to it. First review today is an Earphones winner. What a surprise. And as you know, Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is Lincoln's Pathfinder, John C. Fremont and the Violent Election of 1856. It's written by John Bicknell, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Bob Sauer. Many historians argue that the American Civil War began in Kansas, years before the Carolina seceded. In addition, the 1856 presidential election reflected the national divide over slavery as clearly as the 1860 race did. These are among the major points of this examination of John C. Fremont's campaign for the presidency. Fremont was the nascent Republican Party's first national standard bearer. Bob Sauer offers an engaging reading of this audiobook. His voice is pleasant, and his pace makes understanding the complicated passages easier. When the author uses complex sentences, Sauer breaks them into pieces that allow the listener to follow without undercutting their meaning. This often overlooked period of U.S. history is brought to life in Bicknell's book, and Sauer translates it to audio effectively. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of Lincoln's Pathfinder, John C. Fremont and the Violent Election of 1856. It's written by John Bicknell, an Earphones winner, read by Bob Sauer. It's available from Tantor Media for 10.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in history and biography is Ice Ghosts, The Epic Hunt for the Lost Franklin Expedition by Paul Watson. It's read by Malcolm Hilgartner. The story of John Franklin's doomed expedition to discover the Northwest Passage in 1845 and the dozens of unsuccessful searches mounted to learn the fate of the 130 men who accompanied him is not a new topic, but it's still a sensational one, full of starvation, cannibalism, botulism, clairvoyance, and Arctic cold. Narrator Malcolm Hilgartner has a rich voice and a keen ability to evoke an atmosphere of endless winter, deprivation, and mystery. He also rolls through the Inuit names and places without hesitation, as we learn that Inuit stories that had been ignored and dismissed for decades were key to locating the HMS Erebus in 2014 and the HMS Terror in 2016. Paul Watson is also a sympathetic to Franklin's wife Jane's famous intensity and grit, and Hilgartner faithfully renders her unusual viewpoint. Anna Broom wrote that review of Ice Ghosts, The Epic Hunt for the Lost Franklin Expedition by Paul Watson, read by Malcolm Hilgartner. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Jersey Brothers, a missing naval officer in the Pacific and his family's quest to bring him home. It's written by Sally Mott Freeman, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell. With her soft, confident voice, narrator Cassandra Campbell gives a splendid reading of Freeman's book about her father's and his brother's experiences in World War II and how these impacted her family. The three brothers all attended the Naval Academy, with the youngest being a logistics officer in the Philippines. What was seen as a cushy assignment became the opposite when he was wounded in the Japanese invasion and taken to Japan, where he eventually died in captivity. Campbell's soft, clear voice is appropriately nuanced and expressive, and she affects different voices for male and female quotes and dialogue without sounding artificial. Moving at a steady and easy-to-follow pace, she enunciates well. This production is a perfect match of narrator and text. Michael T. Fine wrote that review of The Jersey Brothers, a missing naval officer in the Pacific and his family's quest to bring him home. It's written by Sally Mott Freeman, an Earphones winner, read by Cassandra Campbell. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 18.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Remember the Ladies, Celebrating Those Who Fought for Freedom at the Ballot Box. It's written by Angela P. Dodson, and it's read by Suzanne Torin. It's an Earphones winner. To many people, the women's suffrage movement in America begins and ends with Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton. But the effort was far deeper and older, and this book offers a historical overview that addresses the lack of public appreciation. Suzanne Torin offers an engaging and highly listenable reading. She varies her tone and pacing effectively, keeping listeners engaged. She breaks up the author's sometimes complex sentences into segments that the listener can grasp without losing meaning of the entire passage. For direct quotes, she pauses slightly rather than changing her voice. The author offers enough depth, and even listeners who already know quite a bit about the movement will get something out of the work. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of Remember the Ladies, Celebrating Those Who Fought for Freedom at the Ballot Box. It's written by Angela P. Dodson, read by Suzanne Torin, and it's an Earphones winner. It's available from Hachette Audio for 9.5 hours, unabridged. Next, we have a review in history and biography of the Vietnam War and Intimate History. It's written by Jeffrey C. Ward and Ken Burns, with an introduction by Lynn Novick. It's an Earphones winner, read by Ken Burns. The melancholy tone of Ken Burns' voice exactly suits the mood of this history of the Vietnam War, which precedes his new documentary, which came to PBS in September of 2017. The book takes a non-judgmental approach, but it's clear the war's outcome was shaped by actions taken decades earlier, as if the result were inevitable. Burns adds no false drama, but always reads with a tone of respect for the frontline combatants and the earnest opponents. He varies his pace only slightly to keep listeners engaged. Overall, he lets the story speak for itself. It would have been easy to dismiss the choice of Burns as narrator as a vanity project, but this would be unfair. His voice suits the work. Overall, the audio does the print version full justice. Richard C. Gottschall wrote that review of the Vietnam War and Intimate History. It's written by Jeffrey C. Ward with Ken Burns. Lynn Novick does the introduction, and it's an earphones winner, read by Ken Burns. It's available from Random House Audio for 10 hours, abridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. This is just a reminder that you are listening to the October-November issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. All right, we will leave history and biography now and return to The X-Files Cold Cases, which is the first of our sci-fi, fantasy, and audio theater reviews. Joe Harris and Chris Carter and Dark Mags adapted The X-Files Cold Cases, and it's read by a full cast. Fans will love it. Mulder, Scully, Doggett, even the Lone Gunman are back once more hunting down aliens and solving mysteries. But David Duchovny often sounds like he's reading the script for the first time and is totally bored with it. The good news is that the enthusiasm of everyone else in the cast makes up for Duchovny's ennui. Gillian Anderson and Mitch Pileggi more than pull their weight. The big bummer is the writing. This would have been one of the TV show's weaker episodes. And like the X-Files movies, it leaves listeners with more questions than answers because the main plot of ancient aliens returning to Earth is not sufficiently resolved. Overall, this production is good, but not great. Michael San Giacomo wrote that review of The X-Files Cold Cases. It's adapted by Joe Harris, Chris Carter, and Dirk Maggs, and it's read by a full cast. It's available from Audible Inc. for 4 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in sci-fi, fantasy, and audio theater is Alien, River of Pain, Alien, Book 3. It's written by Christopher Golden with Dirk Maggs, and it's read by a full cast. In this full cast production based on the Alien film series, Ripley awakens from hibernation years later to find out that the planet on which she encountered the alien entity is now an Earth colony. Chaos breaks out as the military scientists and ordinary families struggle to defend themselves against deadly creatures that are impossible to kill. Dirk Maggs continues to create masterful audio drama that only gets better. The aliens are known for their frightening appearance, which is not available to listeners, of course, but Maggs coaxes fantastic performances from his cast to convey the character's dread while also creating a good balance of sound effects. Listeners will remain on high alert about what may be right around the corner. Lance Eaton wrote that review of Audible Inc., has it for 5 hours as an audio program, and it is Alien, River of Pain, Alien Book 3 by Christopher Golden and Dirk Maggs. It's available, as I said, from Audible Inc. for 5 hours as an audio program. Our next review in sci-fi, fantasy, and audio theater is Revenger. It's written by Alastair Reynolds, and it's read by Claire Corbett. Space salvage is no occupation for a proper 15-year-old girl, but Fiora Ness, as demurely voiced by narrator Claire Corbett, is no ordinary teen. What starts as a lark and a way to financially aid their family ends up a dangerous venture for Fiora and her older sister, Adriana. And innocent at first, Fiora grows tougher as she pursues the villainous Bossa Senon, who kidnaps Adriana. Thanks to Corbett's vocal choices, listeners can hear the hardening in Fiora. The chameleon-like Corbett also effectively voices Fuhrer's many diverse crewmates, from burly men to hardscrabble women, all seeking baubles, planetoids that hold priceless relics from past civilizations. The enjoyable result is a layered, star-spanning odyssey filled with drama, adventure, and yes, revenge. Dale E. McGarrigle wrote that review of Revenger by Alastair Reynolds, read by Claire Corbett. It's available from Machette Audio for 14.75 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Mist by Stephen King, read by Will Patton. When an ominous mist rolls into town, David and his son Billy find themselves trapped in a grocery store. Along with others in the store, they try to figure out what monsters lie beyond and within and how they can survive. Will Patton's narration will send shivers down the spines of listeners as he shifts between pitched moments of confrontation and frustrating lulls as the characters cope with the monotony of waiting for their doom. His deliberate voice gives the mist an atmospheric thickness that evokes terror. Vocally creating colorful characters and drawing out their utter dread, Patton makes this production an even scarier listen for those who enjoy a good horror tale. Lance Eaton wrote that review of The Mist by Stephen King, read by Will Patton, available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 5.25 hours of unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is Democracy's Right, Book One, by Christopher G. Nuttall, read by Johnny Heller. Narrator Johnny Heller sets off at a strong pace and never flags as a rebel shadow fleet strikes against the tyranny of the Empire, taking over spaceships of all sorts and sizes. This classic space opera, the first in a series, sets out a number of hard-fought battles, which Heller brings to life with enthusiasm and a tone of engagement with the military tactics and the attitudes of the fighting forces, as well as those caught in the middle. He contrasts the corruption of the Empire, shown by the smug attitude of its leaders, with more open tone and even-handed nature of the leaders of the Shadow Fleet as they interact with the crew and their prisoners. Joyce E. McCarthy wrote that review of Democracy's Right, Book One, by Christopher G. Nuttall, read by Johnny Heller. It's available from Podium Publishing for 15.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next in sci-fi, fantasy, and audio theater, we have Waking Gods, Themis Files, Book Two, by Sylvia Neuvel, and it's read by a full cast. In this second installment in the Themis Files, Neuvel jumps 10 years into the future. Once again, the story unravels a new mystery surrounding the group of scientists and strategists who are dedicated to investigating bizarre scientific phenomena around the globe. The work is full of danger and dialogue, which necessitates two things: a brisk pace and a full cast to prevent confusion for listeners and keep the conversations engaging. In the style of radio drama, there are several overlapping storylines that converge on a central issue. The use of multiple narrators helps to create a sense of place and keeps listeners grounded in each group's reality. Kate S. Boudries wrote that review of Waking Gods, Themis Files, Book Two, by Sylvain Neuvel. It's read by a full cast, and it's available from Random House Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have A Matka by Karen Tidbeck. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kirsten Potter. In this audiobook's bleak future, words shape the existence of objects. When items aren't labeled or their identity isn't confirmed aloud, they begin to dissolve. Narrator Kirsten Potter's voice is concise and clear, precisely evoking the cold, flinty environment of the colony called A Matka, in which an information assistant named Vanya finds herself. Vanya is sent to A Matka by the committee to research the hygiene habits of the local. What starts as a simple assignment takes a darker turn when Vanya discovers threatening evidence that will put A Matka in danger. Potter deftly alternates between the sharp tones of Vanya's housemate, Nina, and the soft uncertainty of Vanya's voice as a romance begins to bloom despite the icy atmosphere. Elizabeth Ellis wrote that review of A Matka by Karen Tidbeck. It's an Earphones winner, read by Kirsten Potter, and it's available from Random House Audio for 6.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine carries a QR code. Our next review is Indigo. It's edited by Christopher Golden, and it represents the following: Charlene Harris, Kelly Armstrong, Jonathan Mayberry, Kat Richardson, Sinan McGuire, Tim LeBon, Cherry Priest, James Moore, and Mark Morris. And the book is read by Christina Delane. Indigo draws her superhuman powers from the shadows, any shadow, from under the stairs to the wrong side of the tracks. Narrator Christina Delane gives a full three dimensions to this complicated female crime fighter who searches for the truth behind the violent deaths of her parents while taking on a brutal battle to wipe a child slavery ring off the face of the earth. Delane's vocal talents are especially convincing with the many male characters in the book, including the diabolical mastermind behind the child kidnapping cult and the 2,500-year-old Egyptian demigod that lives in Indigo's mind. With Delane at the microphone, the emotions sound real and the action is nonstop. Brian Price wrote that review of Indigo. Christopher Golden edited it. It's written by many, many authors, read by Christina Delane, available from Macmillan Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Injection Burn, Dire Earth Duology, Book 1, by Jason M. Huff. It's read by Simon Vance. Narrator Simon Vance returns to familiar territory with the latest exploits of Skylar Lucan and his intrepid band in part one of a new story. Thousands of years after the events in Huff's Dire Earth cycle, Lucan's crew seeks to help a benign alien race break free of the swarm blockade. The members of Lucan's crew find themselves with company when they meet a modern-day human crew led by Captain Gloria Tsandi, who is on a mission of her own. Initial mistrust and eventual cooperation ensue. Vance's familiar British accent establishes a comforting mood as he effectively revives a set of colorful characters for the fourth time while inhabiting a handful of new ones as well. He deftly handles the many characters, accents, and dialects. It's high space adventure at its finest. Dale E. McGarrigle wrote that review of Injection Burn, Dire Earth Duology, Book 1, by Jason M. Huff, read by Simon Vance, available from Random House Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. And we have Esther Diamond 1, Disappearing Nightly. It's by Laura Resnick, read by Colleen Delaney and a full cast. Colleen Delaney and a full cast tell the story of Esther Diamond's dream to be taken seriously as an actress in New York City. Currently an understudy for the insufferable diva Golly G in an off-Broadway fantasy production, Esther would love nothing more than for the leading lady to disappear. That is, until she actually does. As the mystery unfolds, the listener follows Esther into a realm of cowboy conjurers, drag queens, and a 350-year-old magician. While Delaney's straightforward delivery is well articulated, she often has to fight for the spotlight as sound effects and ill-timed musical interludes ham it up in the background. Nonetheless, the cast's eclectic array of characters, inflections, which run the gamut from Kentucky drawls to Brooklyn accents, is great fun. The result is satisfying, tongue-in-cheek escapism. Elizabeth Ellis wrote that review of Esther Diamond 1, Disappearing Nightly. It's written by Laura Resnick, read by Colleen Delaney, and a full cast, available from Graphic Audio for 7 hours as an audio program. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have reviews in young adult listening, including a debut young adult fantasy, The Black Witch, Black Witch Chronicles, Book 1 by Laurie Forrest. It's an earphones winner read by Julia Whalen. And The Gold Sun by Carrie Ann Noble. It's an earphones winner read by Gerard Doyle. I'll also have reviews in Children and Family Listening, featuring a review of Orphan Island by Laurel Snyder and read by Kim May Guest, and In the Shadow of the Sun by Anne Sibley O'Brien, read by Jackie Chung, both earphones winners. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.